Are you guys with us? We know you are. So here's how you can help. First, share this podcast with your friends. We can't grow without you. Second, go to www.dmwpodcast.com and check out our merch site. I guarantee we have some great stuff that you're gonna love. And your purchase helps support the show. Lastly, keep on leaving positive reviews and follow on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Dead Men Walking Podcast. As always, we appreciate your prayers as we continue to bring glory to God.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Dead Men Walking Short. It's where we take a subject and talk about it for about 5 minutes. Stewards of God's grace will be the subject today, and you can find that in 1 Peter 4, verses 1 and 2. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God.
Wow.
How hard can this be, Greg?
that is deep, man.
This is
a tough one.
These two verses are, they'll hit you in the
especially the head. Since we're in a culture, even within the Christian culture, to where we you know, the secular culture is very hedonistic.
Yeah.
Like, if it feels good, do it.
Right.
And then even the Christian culture is very attached to how it makes me feel, mm-hmm. or how it's perceived, or how I look to other people, and then also enjoyment in things.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy that you see such a blunt verse like this. It says, therefore, Christ suffered in the flesh. Arm yourselves with the same way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The same way of thinking of Christ of getting ready to be martyred and killed and whipped and tortured. And, you know, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
Yeah.
Meaning, if you're suffering in the flesh, you don't have time to go out and have sins of the pleasure.
Right.
Sins of passion, you know?
Yeah.
And then as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God.
Yeah.
So if there was ever a verse that exposes Christian hedonism, it is this one.
Right.
Like, you don't get to live for passions of the flesh. You have to live for the will of God.
Yeah. And this is something that, each of us have probably gone through. Maybe I'll just use myself as an example. I definitely go through this. I mean, there are times where, you know, I go through a season of suffering, and it's like, I'm just like, what did I do? You know, and you start getting all these different questions that roll through your brain. And it's like, you know what? I mean, maybe there's something that you need to learn in this, Jason. Maybe there's something that God is trying to you know, take out of your life, possibly, or put into your life. And this is just going to help with your sanctification.
And the what did I do question, I think, is valid.
Mm.
I mean, Job, that's what he said.
Yeah.
But why has this happened to me, God? Like, I sacrifice for my children. I make sure I give you, first of my fruits and labor and all these things. And like, it's natural. I mean, David said it in the Psalms, like, what have I done for you to hide your eyes from me, Lord?
Yeah.
You know, and, but at the same time, whether we're talking about mental anguish or emotional anguish or even physical suffering, the Bible is very blunt here. It says Christ suffered in the flesh, so arm yourself in the same way.
Right.
And put aside the passions of the flesh and do the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
I just love how blunt Peter is being here, because we live in a culture that says pleasure first, even within the Christian community. Don't go do that thing that's uncomfortable, or don't go evangelize, or don't go into the presence of the Lord in prayer. But, you know, go out in fellowship and go out and have a dinner and a steak and have a bourbon with your Christian friends and talk about the Lord. And you're like, well, I'm rationalizing that. I'm doing something that might be good in my own eyes, mm-hmm. when in fact, no, you're not. You're living for the passions of the flesh,
right?
Is what you're doing. Now, I'm not saying you can't go out and eat or do those things, but it's like,
I love steak.
So do I. It's just, it's so stark on the suffering part of it. Like, we are called to suffer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough pill to swallow, especially in Western Christianity.
It can be. And whenever you hear the prosperity, you know, health, wealth, you know, if you're not getting that, you're not believing, and you're not, you don't have enough faith, or you're not doing the right mantras or whatever, you know, like they
positive
come up with
thinking, positive confession, all that. Yeah.
So many different things. And it's like, no, like that's, I mean, look at Paul. I mean, how many times did Paul get beat? How many times
in jail,
Peter get beat?
Yep.
know, I mean, look at what happened to John. I mean, boiled, right?
All of our church fathers, most of them in the first 100 years.
Right. And here martyred. We are, American Christians, so very arrogant in our stance with our Christianity.
Yeah.
You know, at times. But yeah, but anyway.
So if your takeaway from this is anything, I would say that very first verse, since therefore Christ has suffered in the flesh, you arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. Mm-hmm. We have to be Christians in the West that say, my Savior suffered, I therefore can suffer, and his grace is enough.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah, amen.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. As always, God bless. Yep.
Be sure to check us out at dmwpodcast.com, where you can purchase the best and snarkiest merch on the internet, support the show, and leave us a review or message. Dead Men Walking can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dead Men Walking Podcast, and on Twitter X at Real DMW Podcast. The Dead Men Walking Podcast is part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. For exclusive show content, be sure to download the PubDV app and become a member. If you're a business that needs to reach hundreds of thousands of potential customers in your demographic, podcast advertising might be for you. Send all inquiries to deadmenwalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
None your biscuits.